Save big money on your bathroom update at Menards. Transform your bathroom with a stunning new vanity from Magic Woods. With over 100 options to choose from, our vanities combine contemporary style with durable materials. Find the ideal piece to create the bathroom you've always wanted. From stylish and elegant to simple and modern, save big money on Magic Woods vanities at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all our great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to a special sneak preview edition of the Sports Media Watch podcast. I'm John Lewis, and in a moment, I'm going to play for you an excerpt from an interview that NBC Sports president Rick Cordella did with me, my co-host Armand Brody, and producer Derek Futterman on Friday. And in that interview, Rick Cordella talks about a wide range of topics, but in this sneak preview, we're going to focus on the NFL. As many of us know, those of us who follow sports media, the NFL is looking to open up its media rights negotiations as soon as next year, even though contractually it's not allowed to opt out of those deals until after the 2029-2030 season, and actually after 2030-31 for Disney. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said earlier this month that the league could reopen these media deals as soon as next year, but we have not heard much from the networks about it. We asked Rick Cordella about it, and he broke a little bit of news.
With the news that the NFL is potentially open to those renegotiations as early as next year, where do you feel your organization, your company, is positioned to keep its relationship with the NFL?
Yeah, look, Sunday Night Football defines NBC Sports right now. Number one show on TV for 14 straight years. We feel like we do a great job for it. We are appreciative of the NFL and the games that we get throughout the season. And again, it's probably no surprise. We'd love to extend the NFL far into the future.
Yeah, this is actually the last Super Bowl you're guaranteed to have coming up, because obviously the league wants...
Oh yeah, one more, 2030.
Well, yeah, but the league wants to open up the deals before then.
The deal would end after 2030. So our 2029 season is the final year before the opt-out. 2030 Super Bowl is inclusive of that. So we have one more after this.
That brings up a good point, because obviously Commissioner Goodell wants to open up the deals before that opt-out. What are your feelings about that at NBC? Is that something that, because obviously if that's opened up, you don't have that second Super Bowl guaranteed.
If they open if they open up, we will have 2030. We have 2030 Super Bowl guaranteed no matter what. So if they were to open them up, and if the crazy scenario, which we don't renew the NFL, happens, we would still have the 2030 Super Bowl. That's guaranteed to us. In terms of your question about Roger, if he were to come and want to talk to us about extending our deal, of course. You know, they're a fantastic partner. We talk to the NFL daily, maybe every other day. Like, it's one of these relationships that we have, that it would be no surprise if they want to talk about the future and where things are going. Like, we'd welcome those conversations and have them. Do we strike a deal prior? Do they have real serious negotiations prior? That's really up to the NFL.
So there's no risk at all to NBC, or I would assume any of the incumbents, to the league opening up the deals next year and negotiating beyond that. Everything would still be status quo at that point.
So maybe the point you're making is that if they were to come to all the incumbents and renegotiate all the deals, at that point, if we all agreed to change the terms of the future, we could do that. If there's a scenario of which NBC were no longer in business with the NFL, we would still be guaranteed that 2030 Super Bowl. Like, we wouldn't give up the 2030 Super Bowl unless it was part of something longer term. And I don't know if we'd give it up anyway, if we would have to. But the 2030 Super Bowl is guaranteed as part of the first tranche of rights that we have.
All right. The full Rick Cordella interview will be published on Monday, so keep an eye out for that.